Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to the show. Telephone number to be with the Dirt Doctor, and I'd love for you to do that, is 866-444-3478. I got a few more things to cover, not on the air, and to catch up. We've had a couple of calls from people who couldn't hold going to church or whatever and wanted to leave a question. I'll try to catch up on those. I also want to tell you that we have a brand new sponsor that I'm delighted to have on board with us, especially with the way the weather has been lately. It's a company called Hydratain. And it's spelled H-Y-D-R-E-T-A-I-N, Hyde Water Retain, Hydratain. You may have seen or heard of this product. It is a product used for creating a different situation in the root zone of plants where moisture from the air is pulled into the roots, and so you can go a lot longer period of time without watering. You're going to hear a lot of conversation about this product. Check it out. Their website, if you want to now, is hydratain.com, and it's H-Y-D-R-E-T-A-I-N, Hydratain, water retain, Hydratain. And it comes in a liquid or and a dry formulation, both. So cool, cool product. Let's see what else I need to. I mentioned in the past hour a wildlife rehabilitation center that I got to meet the people and the animals this week. And if you didn't hear that, it's on my Facebook, pictures from there. It's the Rogers Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. You can see a picture of Daryl the Snake Man with owner Kathy and the pelican is in one of my shots. I recommend that you go out there and visit it if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's in Hutchins, down south, off of 45. And those of you in other parts of the country, you can see their website, and there's a lot of good information and pictures there. It's Rogers Wildlife. Let's see, what is their website? RogersWildlife.com, I guess. It's not on her card here, just her email address, but I think that's right. Something like that. Let's see what else needed to do. Oh, someone called in the last hour and wanted to know what to do about the fact that their knockout roses weren't blooming very well. Well, that's one of the symptoms, one of the minor symptoms of rose rosette, which attacks knockout roses and other roses as well. But the knockout roses seem to be the ones that have been attacked the most. One of the reasons is it's been way, way overplanted, way too many of those things, big monocultures. And when that viral disease hits, it really makes a mess. Other people, just about everybody else, except for some of our organic friends, obviously, tell you there is no cure. There's nothing you can do. It's hopeless. You might as well get in bed and pull the covers up over your head. There's nothing that you can do. You can't grow roses anymore. They literally say that. There's absolutely nothing you can do. Well, it's nonsense. There is something you can do. It's called the sick tree treatment modified to work on really tough diseases like we do with a lot of diseases that folks say that you can't cure. And the addition that we use, we do a couple of things to complete it totally. You can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and look up Rose Rosette. We did a newsletter on it, and you can see in great detail what it is. But basically what it is a sick tree treatment with hydrogen peroxide added to the spray part of the program, to the Garrett Juice Spray. The first time we ever recommended it, we told people to use hydrogen peroxide, a little orange oil, and the product BioWash, all three in there, and it worked. It worked like a charm. The question is, do you really need to do all three, or can you get away with just the Garrett juice and the hydrogen peroxide, which I think you can. If you got a severe case, you may want to do the whole deal. And there's people out there saying that what I'm recommending is dangerous and it's going to create all kind of problems for people and yada, 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 and that it is you know, a homemade solution and all that. Well, it's not. It's not homemade at all. The hydrogen peroxide is a commercial EPA-registered for-disease spraying of plants from two or three different companies. And so saying it's not okay to use is just the people that don't want to believe in what we talk about here. Somebody else called and said they had Japanese beetles on their canna lilies. The Japanese beetles can do a lot of damage. The best spray for them is to use one of the essential oil sprays, something like Essentria or the Trifecta product from the Nature's Guide company or something like that. You can make your own mixture with a base of Garrett juice or a base of just seaweed if you want to go that route, but you might as well use the whole formulation. And the formula for Garrett juice is, of course, always on our website and in my books. Use that as a base. Add orange oil to it. Add BioWash to it. You can add Trifecta to it and the other products if you want to do that. And you get foliar feeding benefits along with the disease control. That's also a place where one of the things I was talking with Bob on his show yesterday, he asked me what I was recommending for grasshopper control because it was really kicking up, and the kale and clay, when it's severe, didn't seem to work as well as they would like down there in San Antonio. And what I suggested is what one of our listeners called and recommended last week, and that is self-rising flour. This is a homemade home brew, which I don't have any problem with, by the way. Dusted on the plants does a wonderful job of repelling and maybe even killing grasshoppers. If they feed on it, self-rising flour does some bad things to the grasshopper and maybe some other problematic insects too, like squash, bugs, and various other things that might be in your garden. So give that a try. It has to be self-rising flour. Get one of the devices that dusts real fine clouds of dust, not just shake it out real heavy, you know, clumpy. One of the tools that you can find online, if it's not in the garden centers, is called the Dustin Miser, D-U-S-T-I-N, Miser, M-I-S-E-R, I think. And it's looks like a gun kind of thing with a crank on it. You put the powder material in this little hamper-type deal, shut the lid on it, and crank it, and it blows out a cloud of dust a long way. It's a very efficient tool. You can also use a turkey baster and blow out clouds of dusty material. In some of the garden centers, you'll find a little green bulb duster that works pretty well, too. But don't just shake it out. You got to get something that will blow it out in a fine mist for really good control of grasshoppers, Japanese beetles, and other critters. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Anne Marie is in Dallas. Hello, Anne Marie.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I've got rose bushes, and they are well-drained, and they've got brown leaves, and they've got yellow spots.
Well, that's a disease called black spot, and it's fungal. And
okay.
You can shut it down with the same thing that we recommend for the rose rosette. I mean, that's the heavy artillery way to go, but it works beautifully on fungus as well as viral diseases.
Okay.
And if you look at my website, the newsletter, and in the library, it's there under rose rosette. It's got all the details. But basically, again, it's the sick tree treatment modified to include hydrogen peroxide in the spray and possibly orange oil and BioWash, too, if you really want to go that route. We've found out through the years that this commercial product, BioWash, which is a cleaner, actually. It's not labeled for killing plant diseases, but it is it's used as a surfactant, and people use it in various different ways. And it was discovered just serendipitously that it controls black spot on roses and early blight on tomatoes extremely well by itself. So that's an alternative way that you can go.
Okay, so I can go get your Garrett juice and add hydrogen peroxide?
Yeah, or make it yourself with my formula. If you don't like making home brews, you can buy the commercial version of Garrett Juice. Three different companies make it in three different ways, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. You have a wonderful day, and I listen to you every week.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Good luck.
Bye.
See ya. Yeah, the kind of black spot on roses has popped up. I've seen some on my plants that need to give a little extra shot at. Some have a little bit of it, and the rest of the roses are just as clear and pretty as you've ever seen. So it depends on the health stress levels in the plant, how bad it can be. But it is fixable. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, it's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and that's where you can sign up for the free newsletter right on the homepage. Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation. circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Daryl the Snake Man is with us. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
So, a couple of things. One, it's rogerwildlife.org.
Yeah, I just saw that. I just saw you were calling in, and I thought, you know, I forgot to look that up, and that is right. rogerswildlife.org.
Yeah, Kathy's an amazing lady, and I appreciate you coming down to see what really miracle she's working down.
Yeah, it's fun. I've got that barred owl that I went in the, you know, thing fly around over your head. That was really cool. But that barred owl that stayed there real close, I've got that photograph on my phone, so every time I pick up my phone to look at it to do something, the barred owl's looking at me, and he's got his head kind of tilted, you know, kind of like a dog trying to understand you better.
Yeah, those guys have got so much personality. It's amazing to actually be so close to where you can sort of, you can't hear them fly over, but you can feel them.
Yeah.
Which is just really
fun. I love owls. I like all raptors, but I think the owls are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay, well, I posted something to your page that I haven't heard your comment on, and this may be a little esoteric for your taste, but it may also be right down your alley. Apparently, the lady who's done this study has got quite a few credentials in forestry. Her thesis is that not only do trees communicate, but they do it through a massive mycelial network beneath the ground.
That's not too esoteric for me at all. That's absolutely it goes on.
Well, and she said there's a concept, basically, that there's a mother tree that's always sort of the dominant tree in any particular area, and she's interacting with every other small tree around. And
that's right.
We are doing the wrong thing when we go through and we do forestry, that we take out that big tree, and we're completely mucking with the entire system when we do that.
Well, yes and no. Here's the deal. And what she's saying, I'm sure, is absolutely correct, but it is a fairly temporary situation. When you go into a group of trees, and I try to get golf courses to listen to me about this and other people when they go in and and have some haphazard tree program, mm-hmm. you know, and don't understand this. When you take out a tree that's in a group of trees, it damages the other trees to varying degrees because their root system is connected by the mycorrhizal fungus and the you know, root hairs and everything else. They'll actually graft a lot of trees, not just the fungus grafting, but the roots themselves. And so there will be at least a temporary damage, stress to the trees that are left in place, but they respond. They can get over it. So doing selective clearing, you know, which she would probably say is maybe not that good thing to do. I would disagree with that. I think it's a great thing to do, even though for a while taking out some of the biggest trees would damage those that are left. There's no doubt about it.
I think she was saying that per area there was one that was kind of the mother tree, and that if you could leave her alone.
That's probably true in a perfect world. But on the other hand, if we could get people to do selective clearing where they're just taking out the big ones spotted here and there instead of doing clear cutting, we'd be light years ahead.
Oh, and this whole thing about blowing off mountaintops lately, I'm starting to see what's happening in West Virginia. Just, it's so sad to see.
Well, I'll take a look at that. I haven't seen that yet. I've got just so much stuff I'm behind on, and a lot of it's on Facebook like that. But I like to move information like that to under my name on the front so it's easy to see. One of the things that's there now that I got from Bob Webster, that if you haven't seen it, you might want to take a look at, but it's a research study program that's been going on a long time down in the South Texas area along rivers, studying the growth rings of bald cypress trees. And what they have determined from this research, and there's two videos in it that are really good. I recommend everybody go to Facebook and look at that research and especially listen to those videos. But one thing they've determined is that the droughts, like we, you know, were in till this last little rain, have been happening for a long time. And they can go back looking at the history, the data from the tree rings, and see exactly when the droughts were through history.
Really?
And they're fairly fairly consistent in how they repeat ever so many years. Really, really interesting stuff. And some growth rings are so small during drought times that you can't see them without going in with a microscope and looking at them because they're so tiny you can't see them with your naked eye.
Wow, that's so neat. So have we figured out when this one's going to be over?
I don't think they figured that out yet, but the fellow that's doing most of the research, really interesting guy, and there's a lot of young people involved in it that are really into it and showing how they do the coring and all that. It's pretty, pretty neat stuff. So it's on the Facebook page, Dirt Doctor. Daryl, thanks for showing me around with Kathy down there, and we will talk to you soon.
Take care, Howard.
See you, man. It's well worth the visit. Love those birds. We got an open line at 866-444-3478. Elizabeth in Richardson next. Elizabeth?
Hey, Howard.
My timing is terrific, isn't it? Can you hold on so we won't be rushed?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be back with you in just a bit, and we'll talk about something with her St. Augustine grass. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get her free newsletter, all you got to do is go to the website, and the homepage has a form there you can click on and get the get signed up for the free newsletter. You can also click on the green button about the Organic Club of America and look at joining that, too.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. We've got an interesting thing going on today. There are a lot of people that are calling in and getting on board and then dropping off. Probably, you know, have other things to do, which is fine, but the net result is that we've got open lines a little more consistent today than normal. So jump on here at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Matt's been telling me about some of the questions that are coming in. One drop-off was Norris. And I can't remember what part of the country he was from, but he recommended for control of some of these pests that people have been asking about, Japanese beetles and the like, is to encourage migratory songbirds. And I couldn't agree more. We recommend that, especially for people with these grasshopper problems and all. If you're in a rural situation, there's nothing you can do better than putting out lots of bird feeders and lots of food for the birds in two ways. Actually, you know, buying some seed and going that route for one thing, but the other thing is planting plenty of plants that have berries and seed and natural food for the birds. And we've done quite a bit on that. If you go to the library on dirtdoctor.com, you'll find information on that. We've done newsletters about some of the best plants to plant. And for those of you that are rural especially, don't keep your fence lines clean. Keep hedgerows instead of clean, you know, herbicide sprayed or weed-eaten fences that have nothing growing up that's habitat for the birds and the beneficial insects and all kinds of things. That's a very important piece of the puzzle, in my opinion. Okay, we're loaded up again here. Let's see what's up with Doris in Hillsboro. Hi, Doris.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
You know, Doris, I'm sorry. Let me put you back on hold. I'm about to make Elizabeth really mad. She is first, and then I'll come right to you. Elizabeth, what's up?
Hi, Howard. Nothing you can do would make me mad. You've been my guru for years.
Well, it makes me feel good. Thank you.
I embarked on quite a big project in my front yard. I'm just in a normal city suburban size yard, so okay. It's not real big.
Right.
But I widened my beds in the front so that I could have lots of mulch and, you know, a pot here, and I've tried to plant lots of things that didn't take a lot of water. And then just at the point that I had put in some new grass, actually transplanted some good grass, we went on stage 3
mm-hmm.
watering. So yeah. I've really been so grateful for all this rain, and my yard looks wonderful. In the early spring, I did organic fertilizer heavily, dry molasses heavily, Texas green sand heavily, and my yard is beautiful. But what can I do right now, or in the next, say, August, September, what should I be putting on to keep the good grass?
Well, Elizabeth, one answer is you don't need to do anything, because what you've already done is splendid, and it'll last a long time. The only additional thing I would suggest that you might want to consider is this new advertiser that I mentioned a minute ago. This product is completely new technology. Did you hear me talk about it?
No, I did not.
It's called Hydratain. It's HYD. Like for water, Hydratain, R-E-T-A-I-N, and it comes in liquid and dry form. We have run tests on it. The Nature's Guide Harvest Supply introduced me to it, and they had some personal experience that they told me about. We chatted with the owners of the manufacturers about it. And we put some out on a very large residential project where I'm consulting, and also on my properties. And the tests have been pretty amazing. What the stuff does is that it creates a situation in the soil where the roots, where this material actually pulls the moisture out of the air and holds it in place for a longer period of time. You know, even if you have proper mycorrhizal fungus and healthy soil and everything, the moisture will last just so long. Well, what this does is make it last longer than it normally does. And the really cool thing about it that I'm so excited about is that this product, and they've got proof of it, and my friend Dr. Michael Amaranthus has been involved in it, and corroborates the fact that it works even better in an organic program where there's mycorrhizal fungus. It doesn't not only doesn't hurt the mycorrhizae, but it works with it to make it function better.
Sounds good.
So,
where do I get it?
It's starting to be out there in the regular distribution, because, like I said, Harvest and has it in their store, you know, for distribution. So just call around to your garden centers, and if they don't have it, tell them they can get it from Harvest. For those of you around the country, I think that BWI, which is a big major distributor, also has it. So anybody out there can call their distributor and ask for it. Say, you know, Howard started talking about it, and it sounds good. I want to give it a whirl.
Well, that sounds really great. One more quick question. Do you have any cat food that you recommend? My kitties don't like Munster. I don't know why, whether it was
Promoting Munster for some time now, Elizabeth. We're promoting a company that is called Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. They do have a cat food. We don't have cats, so I don't have personal experience, but we've got some good reports from other people about it, and that'd be my first recommendation is to give that a shot. Cats
can
are just
look that up online.
Yeah, it's victordogfood.com, and you'll find the cat food under that label. And you'll like their website; it's terrific. They got all kind of great photographs there, and their Facebook page. As you know, cats are persnickety, so there's nothing to guarantee that your cat will like Victor. But I'd give it a shot, and please let me know what the cat thinks about it.
I will. And one more thing. Do I remember that you grew up in Pittsburgh, Texas?
I am from Pittsburgh, Texas, with Bo Pilgrim and a lot of other cool people.
Well, I visited my aunt when I was a girl. I used to go to Pittsburgh and visit, and I loved that little town. It was a very sweet little place.
Did you try some hot links while you were there?
I don't remember. I was very young.
They're a little different than they used to.
I'm doing what's called age in place.
Okay.
I'm loving my home, and I've decided that even though a lot of my old friends have moved to retirement apartments and communities, I'm aging in place. So if you haven't heard that term, I'm not sure I invented it, but I'm doing it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And
keep me posted about what the cat thinks, okay?
I will. Thank you, Howard. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Yeah, Homer Jones, football player, was from Pittsburgh, Texas, too, and some other notables. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Now it's Doris's turn. Sorry about that, Doris.
Hi, how are you doing?
What's going on in Hillsboro?
Well, I just got my car out of the shop because mice have gotten under my hood and chewed up a bunch of wires and stuff. So they did tell me to rinse out or to spray wash underneath my hood to get all the mail out. But I'm trying to find something now that I can spray under the hood of my car to keep mice from coming back. Or what can I do?
You know, that's a problem that pops up and is there. We have a real rash of it, mice and rats getting under the hood of cars and doing damage. And then I don't hear anything about it for a long time. And I have no idea what causes the difference. Back when I was working with Frito-Lay, back when they were smart enough to be doing an organic program out there, we had a lot of damage in the parking lots during a period of time, and then it just kind of went away. What you can do is use garlic pepper tea in the washing and get a little garlic pepper tea spray in there. And you may have to redo it from time to time. The problem is doing a power washing or spraying or cleaning in the engine. Sometimes, you know, you can do some damage to your engine. So that's the only thing you got to be really careful about. But some kind of garlic pepper tea smell or something really strong like that is about all I can recommend to you.
Okay. Someone suggested the peppermint oil, but they said it's pretty expensive, so.
It might work for a while. It's going to dissipate pretty quickly, and you may have to redo it from time to time. But give both of them a shot and see what happens. Do you know if it's rats or mice or exactly what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
My husband lifted up the hood on his vehicle, and they look like mice feet. They're small.
Well, if it's mice, that's good because they are easier to repel with hot pepper products than rats are. They're tougher, a lot tougher. So I hope that's the case. Try those two different approaches and let me know if you have any success.
Right now, is this something I mix myself or is it something I can buy over the counter?
Garlic pepper tea is not currently available commercially. It was from the Maestro Grow Company, and I don't think that they have it out there anymore. The EPA got a little irritated for some reason, and now you'll probably just have to make it yourself, but the formula is on my website under guides, and it's very easy to make. And if somebody else comes up with a product, there used to be one called NIMBY, Not In My Backyard. You might look for that one. And there was, another brand name that we had a little bit, a little while. I can't remember. We might just do a web search for garlic pepper tea and see what pops up. But worst comes to worst, just make it yourself.
Okay. We appreciate it. We've been listening for about 20 years. So.
Well, thank you, Doris.
We'll be the show.
That's
thank
great.
You.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
A lot of people I'm still running into daily say, well, I wish you still were on the radio. I've really missed you being on the radio. I say, well, I never left. I just went to a different station when we did the syndication thing. But some people are still having a hard time finding where we are. But that seems to be kind of on the increase exponentially lately. I'm not sure what causes that. My new book maybe causes it. I don't talk about my book nonstop like some people do, but we do have a brand new book. This makes 16. This one's called the Organic Lawn Care Book. And so if you're into needing to go organic with your lawn, that's the latest one that's out. The one before that was Organic Management for the Professional. And it's not just for professionals. It was written for people to understand technically how all this stuff works and what to do with much, much more detail. So it's good for people really into organics. It's also good for people to work with the folks maintaining your property. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Hot, dry summers are hard on our lawns and landscapes. Use Milorganite fertilizer to help your lawn and landscape survive the stressful summer season. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and non-burning, even during drought. The fertilizer will be in place and ready to work when better growing conditions and moisture return, so there's no need to water it in. Plus, the 4% iron promotes deep green growth. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. There's all kinds of stuff going on off the air here. People calling Matt with tips, which I appreciate. We certainly encourage that. People called with two tips on rat control for keeping them out of the engines of cars and doing damage to electrical and all that. One is a device called Ratigator, and R-A-T-I-C-A-T-O-R. I don't know if this is the same company that was around several years ago that had one. It's an electrical trap that they go in and it kills them. And if you don't, you know, like doing that, I understand that's fine. But this new one is a completely different looking one. So maybe it's a different company. And we got a tip that it worked very well for one of the listeners. So you may want to check it out. Ratigator. .com, R-A-T-I-C-A-T-O-R, Ratigator.com. The other one is a line of repellent products, and it's a very nice-looking website that's new to me, and I'm glad to get the tip here. A listener said they had good luck with this, EarthKind.com. Was it Earth.Kind.com? Dash, Earth-Kind.com, and repellents, and I'll like what they say on their website and everything, so check that out, and we'll be doing the same thing. Lisa in Austin is next up. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Howard. I live in northwest, kind of central Austin, where it's very hilly, and one of the reasons my husband and I bought this house 6 years ago is that basically our backyard is a little forest fragment. It's super cool.
Well, cool, yeah.
Tons of native trees, plants, and I planted a native Texas flower garden about 5 years ago, We took out most of the grass, and so all kinds of flowering plants. I'm a birder, so I originally did all this to attract hummingbirds and other birds, but of course the butterflies and the bees love it too.
Yeah.
So about 3 years ago, I had someone put up a screech owl nest box way, way high up in an oak tree in the back, trying to attract some screech owls.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, I saw a little screech owl in it, so I was so excited that it only hung around for a few days. And it's been vacant ever since. So every now and then, I look up there. About 5 or 6 months ago, I looked with my binoculars, and there is a beehive in it. Huge beehive. And I was really shocked. I don't know really much at all about bees, but I know that they're in, honeybees are in terrible decline. So I talked to a birder friend, and she said, oh, Lisa, you should have it moved because you're never going to have any owls in that nest box as long as the bees are there. So I did a little Google research, found a local guy that safely moves the hives without harming the bees, and I talked to him a little bit, nice guy, and I said, you know, maybe I should just leave it, as long as it's not going to be a problem and they're not going to, you know, swarm and sting me or something. And he said, well, that'd be great. If you want to leave it, as long as you're not running a lawnmower or something right underneath it, you probably will not ever have a problem. And we don't have any grass there anyway because it's all my flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my question. First of all, I'm looking at it right now, and I mean, it's a pretty good-sized nest box because it's meant for owls, so the entrance hole is pretty large. It's just constantly heaming, swarming with these honeybees. You can't even see the entrance hole. You almost can't see the nest box now.
When you talked to the bee expert, did he indicate that it was normal European honeybees, or could he tell? Or did he indicate an aggression so they might be mixed breed with the killer bee type bee?
I have not had him come out. I just talked to him on the phone.
Well, you probably need to get him to come out, because if it's aggressive bees like we've had show up at our place, it can be dangerous, to pets and to you and everything else. So that's the main question to look at. And then the second question would be, should we leave it there? And maybe that'd be the best thing to do. Or should we try to move it somewhere else? Because it might, even if you put up additional screech owl boxes, it may keep them from coming to the area. I don't know.
Well, he did say that it is possible that it's the mixed, you know, the hybridized Africanized honeybees. It definitely is honeybees, because at one point, one day I looked out there and the bees for some reason had all left, and I could see the honeycomb just still sort of sticking out. So it's definitely some type of honeybees.
The Africanized bees make a honeycomb too. And when they crossbreed, they are very productive, but they can also be extremely aggressive and dangerous. So
any way that somebody that is in the business of moving these things safely can tell just by looking what type of bees they are?
I bet that if you got a good beekeeper out there, they can tell. They can tell by the aggressiveness. You know, they could get near them with the right kind of equipment and clothing on and everything, but I bet they can tell you whether it is and give you advice on whether you should leave it there or that would be too dangerous to do and you need to do something else.
Wow. Okay.
Go that route. Get somebody to come out with the eyes on it and work with you and see what they say and let me know, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your call. That's a tough one. I got a golf buddy that has bees in his front yard, and it's tough to get the beekeepers to deal with them like that in some situations, which is a little surprising since we have such a shortage of bees. But anyway, it's not as easy as it might seem. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.